主の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Hi, Leon. Leon's finally here. That's great. Leon, I want you to introduce yourself to my audience if you can. Let me see if I can find you here. Let's see. Oh, there you go. Okay, great. Can you hear me okay, Leon?
I can hear you.
Okay, great, great. Tell us briefly about your efforts with the Clean Water Foundation, Leon. If you could share that with us, that'd be great.
Yes. I'm Leon McLaughlin, CEO of the Clean Water Foundation. And we have water units in over 32 different countries, providing clean, fresh drinking water to children and their families around the world. We are currently on our latest project with the Hopi and Navajo tribes. We have developed some state-of-the-art water units that will take out the arsenic and also the uranium in the water. At first, they had an issue with just arsenic in the water, but now since the mining companies has been there, the whole reservation not only have arsenic in the water, which is very deadly, it also has uranium in the water with arsenic and 100 other contaminants.
Leon, continue talking. I'm going to give Mitchie a quick call to see if I can reach her. Whoops. Yeah, it looks like she's coming.
Okay.
On. Okay, well, keep talking. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have developed our latest water units that we will be sending over to the Hopi Reservation, and they will be taking out the arsenic and uranium in the water units. So we are very pleased to be in this mission to bring clean, fresh drinking water to the Hopi and Navajo tribes by providing them clean, fresh drinking water, which they was not getting because of the contaminated mines putting in the uranium, arsenic, and 100 other contaminants. We'll have an event coming up on October 22nd to the 26th, where we're having an event called The Happening. And we have fundraised for water units, more water units to go into the Hopi and Navajo Reservation. So we hope everybody can join us virtually on that event, which will be in Sedona, Arizona, where we will be passing out more water units. We already have 150 water units on the reservation, and we'll be putting in, our goal is 20,000 for the Hopi and Navajo tribes. So we hope everybody can join us on the virtual. If you'd like to go to our website to learn more or volunteer or donate, you're looking at... like I said, we're looking at putting in about 20,000 water units in the homes for the Hopi and Navajo tribe. Our website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. So we would like everybody to join us. And if you would like to go to the website to donate, it'll be great. $125 can provide water for 50 people. And we hope you can make those donations.
Great, great. Leon, just tell briefly, how did you get interested in water issues? Real brief.
I was actually traveling in Mexico, and I had noticed these rain barrels on these roofs, and at first I just seen barrels on the roofs. So I asked the lady that I was talking to, what were those barrels? And she said these were rain barrels, and that they catch the water from the rain, and she actually store her water in her bathtub. And one day she was given a gathering, and at that gathering, a tourist was there and asked to use the bathroom. And when he went, he seen the water in the bathtub, and he thought he was doing her a favor and drained the water out of the bathtub, came and told her, and she started crying, saying, "That was my water for a month." So I went to school for water distribution, repair, and maintenance at that time, because we used to have a chain of coffee shop and carts. And I was wondering, can you make a water cart like you do a coffee cart? And so when I went to school for water distribution, repair, and maintenance at the University of Sacramento and got a degree in water distribution and maintenance, we actually designed the solar mobile carts along with our latest home water machines. Yeah.
Great. Great, Leon. Well, Mitchie's having technical difficulties in Tokyo with Zoom, but we're going to keep talking along. And she said could you please wait for me? I'll take a flight to San Francisco, and then you can pick me up. That will be past the airtime, though. I'm just joking. But it's all right. It's all right. Well, Leon, so this is great. And then I know that we've been putting in these beautiful children's books with the water filters as well, which shows how children and adults can make the world a better place. That, of course, was written by Dr. Emoto years ago. But I want to thank you so much for all your beautiful work, Leon. And this all started, about 2 years ago? You were on my show and you were talking about, you know, bringing clean water to different parts of the world. And then I asked about the Hopi. I said, well, what about Native Americans? And what about the Hopi? And
that's how the whole thing started, because like I said, we're in over 32 different countries. And then when I went on your show talking about a project that we were doing in the Bahamas and in Africa, you say, well, what about America? And I was like stunned. And I was like, well, there's no water problem in America. And then you told me about the Hopi tribe with the arsenic, which that's the first units that we produced, the ones I was saying that was about the $125 units that was taking out the arsenic. But then we had to put some special design units in, because we found out after we did that first water project with those 150 units for arsenic and other contaminants that they actually had uranium in the water with the arsenic because of the leaking of the mines that was there with the uranium. And now the whole reservation has uranium and arsenic, where it was just certain sections that had that. And now the whole reservation. So we just had to come out with our latest state-of-the-art water unit that's now taking out arsenic and uranium.
Oh, good. Good. I was just sending a text to Mitchie and she magically appeared just now.
So, okay.
I did some prayers to the water gods and they let her on. So I'm so glad. Well,
there you go.
I first want to send lots of energy. All my listeners around the world, please send lots of energy and love and light to Mitchie right now, because I just got her out of a sound sleep. It's 3:00 in the morning in Tokyo. Even the birds are asleep right now. All the cats and dogs, everybody's asleep. And I had her come on the show here, because it's now a little bit after 11:00 Pacific time here in San Francisco. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I was at the event called Awakening Medicine, the Network of Awakening Medicine or something like that in Japan, in Tokyo yesterday.
Wow.
And it was an all-day long event. And that was really interesting, because the medical world, people in the medical world are awakening also. So that means they're not, I mean, still many people, many medical doctors are just in the line of Western medicine, but more and more medical doctors are awakening and trying to be the holistic, seeing the people from holistic way. And yesterday, I mean, some of the medical doctors were talking about like souls and spirits and just, it was very interesting. It was very nice.
Well, I think that's the future the medical field, of raising about vibration. Mm-hmm. And Leon and Mitchie, it's all about vibration, isn't it? Because that's right. What Dr. Emoto used to talk about raising your vibrations.
Exactly.
Clean water. I want to tell you, I'm going to be meeting with, I'm going to put you guys in the same loop. I've been so busy, but there's a lady named Michelle Peel, who's a scientist, and she wants to use Scalar to raise the vibration of the water tables around the Hopi and Navajo to get rid of the pollution. And that's a different tact. I'm not too familiar with it. She's the expert. I'll put you guys in touch with her, but she wants to work with us. I mean, it's all these different ways. There's different ways to, you know, solve a problem. But I think she would especially like to talk to you, Mitchie, because of your work with the Immortal Peace Project. And you guys, you know, it's, you're talking the same language. She had a minor problem with a huge hurricane that went through Louisiana where she lives recently. It's not minor, but destroyed a lot of places. So she's been getting back on her feet. But I'll put you in touch with her this week. I'll just send a kind of a joint
email. All right, thank you. It's like, I noticed, well, we had another meeting or conference, symposium on the medical, like holistic medicine and holistic care. Mm-hmm. That was last weekend, not this mm-hmm. week, but last weekend. Uh-huh. And more medical doctors started to talk about vibrational medicine. And that's wow. a huddle medicine. So they really talk about Dr. Emoto's work and our work and water and how water has memory and it observes vibration, how we are water and all that. So it's really interesting to see. And I'm just so, it's such a beautiful world that we're getting into right now. So thank you.
Well, you know, with Dr. Emoto, you think about it. And I know the stories you've told me like 10, 20 years ago. When Dr. Emoto talked about Hado and water, everybody thought he was nuts and he'd get ridiculed and criticized. And now it's becoming like, it's becoming as accepted and standardized as Happy Meals at McDonald's.
Well, in Japan, there was one time very popular in Japan when Dr. Emoto was really doing the work of a Hado consultation. To mm-hmm. many people, that was when he was writing, he wrote 11, 12 books on vibration, Hado, in Japan. Wow. So at that time, it was a boom here in Japan. It was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, again, that's back.
It's back again.
It's back yeah, it's again. Back so again. It's good.
It's back again.
But anyway,
well, if we all
Leon, thank you.
yeah. But if we all work together, I know we can create a much better and happier sure. world.
Sure. Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're definitely doing it with the water units and the books. It's like I was saying at first, the part that was contaminated with arsenic, and we put those units in with the books. And now they have uranium, which is a worse situation with arsenic. And we had to come out with a whole new water unit that we have designed and customized. And we're putting those Dr. Emoto books along with the water unit. So it doesn't hurt to put a prayer on top. And I think right. that's the way to go, to put the prayer, the Dr. Emoto Peace book, along with installing the water units. It's called Just When You Thought It Was Great, It Got Even Greater.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Right.
That's true.
And you know,
that's true.
The most beautiful thing about this team, I would just call it, this is a team who is working to help Hopi and Navajo friends. And the beauty of this team is everybody is so pure. And to do anything, the purity is the most important thing, purity of our heart. Do it with purity. That means the purer it is, the intention is, the vibration goes straight to what we are doing. And that's one of the most important things in the law of vibration, to be able to resonate or to able to send out the information. We have to give the pure intention. We have to have the purity. Otherwise, the further it goes, if I'm sending one thing to one direction, right here, if it's very close, it may go straight and close, but like when you are doing the bowling, if it's not very pure at going straight to that direction, it won't go. Mm-hmm. It will start to go off the direction. So that means the purer it is, the straight the information goes to that.
The more you hit your target precisely.
Right.
Wow. Pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Mitchie, I want you to hit your crystal, your 528 Lemuria love crystal, love turning fort with the love crystal from Lemuria and spread love. All everyone who's listening to this will get a shower of love. So just go ahead and hit that.
Thank you. Okay. I'm sending out this beautiful, beautiful love vibration to everyone around the world. So everyone will feel this vibration of love and know that we are love. We just forgot. A lot of people have forgotten, but we are love. So.
Can you do it twice more? Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's great. This is a flexible hour because I've got your interview you did before, pre-record, that I can play, but I want you guys to have the freedom to talk as long as you like. I can always play that pre-record later or play part of it now and part the rest on another show. Anyway, Leon and Mitchie, what else do you see happening for the Hopi as far in Navajo in terms of clean water? They get the filters going, and how is the fundraising going for that? And tell me about American Airlines.
We're working with airline ambassadors on an event that we will have in Sedona, Arizona on October 22nd, that fundraiser, and it'll be the 22nd to the 26th. We will be featuring the water unit. Yeah, Ted, actually, you'll be the host of that event.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me know. I'll be down there.
And you'll actually be the host. So it's pretty cool that we're working with airline ambassadors, that we're going to have this fundraiser, a Clean Water Foundation fundraiser on October 22nd to the 26th. And if anybody would like to donate for more water units, we will be presenting those latest state-of-the-art water units that I was talking about that now take out the arsenic and uranium, along with 100 other contaminants. We have another line of solar water units that we're going to be having, that we're going to be setting up water stations for the Hopi and Navajo tribes, since in the Navajo reservation, a lot of the homes is far apart from each other. So we're going to actually set up water stations, because which we found out, there are even homes with no running water at all. Can you imagine that? Yeah, so we're going to set these water stations up for the people to go to, and it's going to be free. So the water will be free. The units is like a half of a half a penny a gallon from when we install them and purchase them. And that's the cost, you know, that you're looking at. So it's very, very affordable, and it's free water on top of that. Wow. So, we'll be talking all about that. We got a great music project. Michiko has one of the artists that actually did a song for Dr. Emoto, and we have some other artists that we're working with that's putting together these water songs. The song that Michi has is just unbelievable, touching. I don't know if you know who the artist is, but the artist is unbelievable. Sound like Whitney Houston, Natalie Cole, all in one. She has a beautiful voice, and the person who wrote the song.
That's the music that Ted played at the beginning. Was that the one?
That's the same one, yeah.
Water Song. And that's the song that Dr. Emoto wrote. At the lyric, what Dr. Emoto wrote more than 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
It's beautiful. And his friend, who is a musician even now, he made this music and played with his daughter.
Oh, and lovely.
Yeah.
That version is unbelievable. She has a voice like a dove.
Angel.
Like a bird. That's right, like an angel. It's so angel. Touching. Yeah. We're working with some folks from Sony Record. They heard that song and they were just touched. And that was the word that they use when they eat. They say, Leon, this is touching. So we're actually working on a series of water songs to include with that song. And we're going to have a great event, and we'll have the songs out with, and a lot of people is helping us. We're also working on doing a PBS show about the situation there. So we're definitely working together works, and we're getting some great people to join us. And we would like anyone else that would like to join us, for grant writers, musicians, anyone. They need the water, PPE, food. So if anybody can join us on any kind of level, we got open arms.
That's beautiful. Great. That's great. Could you give out your emails and websites, both of you, so people can contact you to help support you guys?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Clean Water Foundation website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Okay.
Okay.
Your
great.
Email? No.
And
Leon McLaughlin 199 at Gmail. So Leon McLaughlin 199 at Gmail if you want to email me.
Would you like to give out your home phone number so people could call you at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Leon?
No problem.
I get those calls too sometimes at 2 in the morning.
No problem.
They say, well, it's middle of the night here. You woke me up. And they say, well, in Australia, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, I'm not in Australia. I'm in the States. But anyway,
okay.
Do you want to give out your phone number so people can call you at 2
o'clock
in the
morning? Yeah, you can.
Sure. Okay. My website at first is www.emoto peaceproject.net. emoto peaceproject.net. And my email address is hayashi@hado.com. Hayashi, or they can just come to the website, emotopeaceproject.net. Then there's a website also, it's called EPP, short for Emoto Peace Project, EPP@emotopeaceproject.net. And that's also, that email address comes to me also. So whichever they want to use.
I wanted to mention Giuseppe Vitellio's petition to the United Nations to declare that water is a basic human right to have. And if you want more information about that, just go to my website, outofthisworldradio.net. And on the lower right-hand corner, there's a little button. You can press it and it'll go up to the petition to the UN, and you can sign it if you like. And I think that would be fun for people to do. You know what I'd like to do? We're a few minutes off. I'd like to do this at 11:11 a.m. It's now a little bit past 11:22 here in Pacific time zone in San Francisco. But I'd like to do prayers and meditation for world peace. And if you could lead the prayers, Michi, that would be great. And then I'll ask you to do some prayers too, Leon. So quickly think of some prayers. So anyway.
Definitely. I think the one we'll do is that the water prayer that Michi and Dr. Emoto has put together about how we, I think that would be a great one for me.
Yeah, water prayer. Let's do the water prayer and also tailor it to world peace so that people will live in peace and harmony. We're powerful spiritual beings. Recently, I did a series of shows on praying for rain on the West Coast, and it worked. We got a ton of rain now. The fires are out.
What's the situation about the fires? Have they all put out?
Yeah, they're pretty much all out now. Yeah, but they weren't natural. Most of them weren't natural. A lot of them started by arson.
Yeah, we can pray for the for peace on earth, for everyone, for all lives, for everything, that the world will be in harmony and peace. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right, let me play this 525, 28 hertz one more time.
And you're hitting.
Please close your eyes.
Okay, please close your eyes, everyone.
Water and Mother Earth, We are so sorry.
Please repeat after Mitchie. Water and Mother Earth, we are so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, please
forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth,
we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Please visualize that the earth is wrapped in a golden loving light, and all beings and all people are all in joy and happiness and in harmony, and this earth is all in peace.
That's a lot to remember. Could you just break it up into segments? I've only got a couple of brain cells left. I've got a lot of things in my mind. So just break it up to segments, Mitchie.
Okay. It's done. Just visualize. It's done.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. That was awesome. And I think we need to do that on every unit when we install. We would like to have that prayer. And that's why I said a prayer on top is always good, even though we're coming in with some great water units, but we need that prayer on top. And that's when you take it, when I said just when you thought it was great, it got even greater. That takes it to the divine level, in my opinion. And when we have our inauguration celebration of clean water with the installations, we're going to be giving out the books, the water units, and we have to do those prayers on every installation. And I think we'll just call it the inauguration celebration.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Yes.
That sounds great.
And Leon, please make sure that each unit will have this image of love and gratitude.
Exactly. The labels will be on every unit. That's exactly right. That's our goal, to put that label on every water unit along with the prayer. We have to do that. That's a must.
Yes, thank you. And that will help clean the water and raises the vibration of water. So people will be drinking.
Even make it better.
Beautiful. Yeah. Better water.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine having filtered water and a prayer on top of it that even is going to make it better. I mean, it's just, that's unbelievable what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
That's energy, right. Beautiful energy, clean water and beautiful energy. And that will help the real good health for people. And also their emotion will be much better than before because of this vibration.
Yeah, that's true.
And Michi, when you get a chance, can you email us that prayer? Because we will actually send that to airline ambassadors and everyone else. We would like that like a speech.
Okay.
So if you can email that to the team, that this is the prayer that we're going to use on our inauguration celebration.
Oh,
that way everybody have a copy of it. And you know what I mean? It's just like when you pray at night. That's what we'll be doing.
Okay, wonderful. I'll do that today. Right.
Okay,
after
perfect.
This.
Perfect.
And Airline Ambassadors, actually, I want to explain to everyone, is a subsidiary of American Airlines, and they have their backing for this project. So I just want to let people know. So Anyway, I've been so touched with the corporate sponsorship.
Yes.
And the help of President Trump and many important people all over the world who've been.
And we're getting other corporations involved also. So we have a number of different other corporations that we're working with, along with the musicians from, like I said, people from Sony Records putting together this music for us that we're going to add with the Dr. Emoto water song. So we're getting a lot of people that's interested, corporations, and that's what we have to do, and just everyday people.
Well, could you list some of those corporations now? Let's give them a good plug on the show.
Yeah, well, we have Waste Management that has been involved with us from the very beginning. We have Alvin Goldfarb Jewelers, and we have Airline Ambassadors.
Okay, great. Beautiful. Great, excellent. And you have the Emoto Peace Project with Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo, and you've got the full support of Out of This World Radio in San Francisco, Vienna, and in Miami, Florida. So you've got worldwide support here.
And that's what started it out, was from your show, Ted. Unbelievable. Oh, thank
you. And you know, Martha from Natural Choice Network was the person who just came up with this idea of Dr. Emoto and Jose Aguayas, just all these people put together and then make the label for this filter and all that. And we started to work together and...
Oh, yeah, we have to give out a big shout out to Martha Childress from the Natural Choice Network. Because like Michi said, she was the one that came up with the idea to put the label on all of the water units. We wouldn't have never did if it wasn't for Martha. We have to do a big shout out to Martha from the Natural Choice Network. That's exactly right.
Without her, we are not here. So we just have to always appreciate her and just work together, keep working together.
That's right. Michi, real quick, we've got about a half hour left, and I wanted to ask you about Dr. Emoto's, this is covered in your pre-record, but I don't know if we'll get to it today, I can play it another time, but he did an experiment where he took those love and gratitude stickers and put it on some bottles of radioactive wastewater from a plant in Japan back in 99 in the 90s. Tell everyone what happened after that.
Okay, well, it was really... The water at that time, and whenever you have this kind of a pollution, what happens is, I have some water crystal pictures. What happens is water get really polluted. Then it looks like, I'll show you. The water that is polluted looks like this. It's really, with people who can see this image by Zoom, then you can see how ugly the water looks. Can you see?
Yeah. It looks like some sort of face or something.
It's like an ugly,
grotesque, actually.
Yeah, grotesque water. But when we offer, like, love it, when we send out love and gratitude to the water, it changes to this beautiful, brilliant crystal.
Beautiful.
And just know that every water has the millions of water molecules in it. And this is just one of the molecule. And so when Dr. Emoto did the water test, when we had that plant accident, the radiation. Nuclear plant.
Fukushima?
Well, that was Fukushima also, and one before that in 1999 also.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, there was a
1999, at that time, the citizen who was living close to that area sent Dr. Emoto the water. So when he tested the water, it was like this at the beginning. So what he did was he put love and gratitude, beautiful water crystal, this water crystal, to the polluted water on top here, and left it for 48 hours. And then it changed to a beautiful crystal, like something like this. It's really changes.
So the vibration, in other words, could the water be drank afterwards? So, I mean, it was a lot cleaner, right? The radiation was gone at that point.
I don't really want to say that you can drink it because, you know, I don't want to be responsible for that. But when the water molecule becomes really clear and better, that right. shows the quality of water is much better.
And another thing, like Michi said, when we put those water filters in that you can drink, to put that on top of it makes the water even better.
Better.
And then you can drink it. So when we put the filtered water, it's going to take that filter to a whole nother level
exactly.
with the prayer on top and the symbol. So that's the beauty of it. That and then they can drink that because it'll be filtered with the prayer and the symbol, which would take that filtered water to a whole different level.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, this love and gratitude really changes that water taste also. I have a water tank at home right here, and I bought a real good one with the glass water tank. And on that tank, it holds like 3 gallons. And so I always make my water, and that I cook everything. I drink with my family, drinks that water, and I cook that with that water, and I use that water for everything. And I've been using it for almost like 5 years now. And that water tank had a crack on it. Oops. Mm. And so I had to change the tank. And on that old one, I had love and gratitude sticker, the beautiful label on it. And I put thank you water. Mm-hmm. And I put love and gratitude in the words also. Is Leon here?
We may have lost him. I'll try to get him back. But keep going, Mitzi. I can call
him. But anyway, So while I changed that water filter, and now
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You're back. Good. I lost. So my water tank got cracked. So I changed it, and I have the new water glass tank. But I don't have the water crystals or love and gratitude on it yet. And I tell you, it tastes different. The water I used to drink with that old tank with love and gratitude sticker and words of love and gratitude, and I thank you, that water tasted much, it's not really sweet, but more mild, suave.
Yeah.
Really mild and nice.
I want to tell you, in about a half hour, right after the show, I'm going down to a sacred water springs in downtown Mount Shasta. And the water, I'm told from my friends in the Hollow Earth, actually comes from Telos, where the Telosians and Adama puts in minerals that are anti-carcinogenic. So it's very sweet water. And often I'll take crystals and put them in the water. And when you bring the crystals out of the water, they start glowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. I mean, before I got to know you, Michi, and the work of Dr. Moto, I thought water was water. It all looks the same and everything, but there's a lot of differences. Oh my gosh, there's all kinds of differences.
Oh, yeah. Because it looks the same from outside. Water looks the same. Like in Hopi land or Navajo, the water that people are drinking looks the same as this one here that I'm holding right now from outside. But you know that their water is polluted, arsenic with uranium,
and a hundred other contaminants.
Right. And from outside, you can't really see it. So that they don't, probably some people don't know, and they've been drinking it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But we have to know that every single water is different. Mm-hmm. Every single water is different. When you drink it and when you taste something very like something sweet or mild, that means that water is good for you. Sometimes, even though I'm drinking the same water, I may feel something different. That means my condition is not the same as before. Today, my condition is a little different. That's why this water, the same water I'm drinking, tastes a little different. So the water, when you, whenever you drink the water and when you feel it's good, it's mild or sweet, then that water is good for you.
Mm, wonderful. And that's
exactly.
Mitchie, I want, yeah. Maybe Leon, your opinion on this too. I want you to talk about the homeschool kits you guys are making up now.
Homeschool kit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes.
I've given you no advance notice on this, but.
Okay.
And it's what about 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you got an hour's worth of sleep or something?
3:40 in the morning. Yeah. Well.
you can just talk about it generally.
Yeah. Okay. Well. On the back of this book, children's book, we are introducing this rice experiments that we did. This is the rice experiment that I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh. I did at home here, and also I brought them to my office when Dr. Emoto was still alive. And what I did was I cooked rice and put the same rice into four different jars, but you don't have to do it with the four different jars. But anyway, on one jar, I put love and gratitude. On the other jar, I put thank you. The third jar, I put you fool. The fourth one, ignored. Mm-hmm. And what I did was on the very, first probably 1 week, I said love and gratitude to the first rice. In the mm-hmm. second rice, I said thank you. The third mm-hmm. one, I said, you fool. The fourth one I ignored.
Okay.
And so I left it. I had it for probably in about 1 week to 10 days, I started to see how rice started to change. At the end, in 1 month, I had the clear result. Love and gratitude was the most beautiful. And the thank you was the second. You fool was really dark and ugly and got rotten. The fourth mm-hmm. one, the ignored was completely, I mean, the worst. Right. So now we can talk about it, but I want everyone to do the experiment at home because it's something easy to do. And you can really observe, you can see what happens when you say, I love you, or when you put some positive, beautiful word to water or to rice, cooked rice. You mm-hmm. cook rice with water. And please know that water is the conductor of all the vibrations, and all vibration is energy. So it affects water. Water is the one that observes that information or energy. Mm-hmm. Accordingly, you will see the phenomena of what kind of energy that water is absorbing. Mm-hmm. So I have I prepare the kit of experimental kit. It's called Rice Experiment Kit. And I put one of the children's books so that people can learn what water is trying to teach us, that our consciousness, our words, the words that we use every day is really powerful, has powerful energy. What we think, what we say, or the emotions we have are energy, and they're powerful that affects all water. So this kit that has this one book and also instruction of how to do this experiment, and the sticker, the postcard, beautiful greeting card of peace, it will be in the kit, and we will send out this experiment kit. It's $15, including the shipping cost, within the United States. So that's something that's the rice experiment we have.
They can
that is great.
They can write Mitchie at, give your email, or they can write me about it. Doesn't matter. Go ahead, Mitchie, give them your email address.
Okay. It's Emoto Peace Project, EPP@EmotoPeaceProject.net.
Okay. Okay, great. And mine is Out of This World Radio. out of this world 1150@gmail.com. We've got about 15 or 10 minutes left, or 12 minutes now. And Leon, I'm going to go to you first, and then Mitchie. What else would you like to emphasize there, Leon, to help wrap up your beautiful interview today?
If everyone can go to our website, we need volunteers, we need grant writers. Like I said, they need PPE, food, the water units, if you would like to donate. $5, $10, whatever, for these water units that will last for 30 years, which is a good thing. We only change the filters every year, but we have designed this latest state-of-the-art water units that will be taking out the uranium along with the arsenic. And as you know, the uranium just got in the water here lately from the leakage of those mines. So if anyone would like to join us, music artists, anyone, PPE, food. We want everybody to come and join us on this project to bring clean, fresh drinking water to the children and their families for the Hopi and Navajo tribes.
Oh, that's beautiful. What's PPE for someone? What does that mean? I know it's a
personal protection equipment, like gloves. If they need that mask, because they have that issue with the COVID.
Sure.
They are also, right. So any kind of food, blankets, masks, they need it all. I believe we did a show with one of the school teachers there, and she was talking about that on your show,
yeah.
Ted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. I'm actually delivering a bunch of stuff to them after I leave here of blankets and food and whatnot. And I want everyone to know that every donation is really appreciated. They're beautiful people. They actually come from the Pleiades. As many of us did on this planet, and they're also the repository of a lot of ancient wisdom. I'm not saying this as against other Indian tribes here in the States, but they don't have a casino on the Hopi Reservation. They're very simple people, but very, very spiritual people as well, and very beautiful people. So, and I know they're very grateful for the help. I have been attracted to the Hopi for a long time. They have a lot of wonderful spiritual knowledge.
Well, I'm glad you and Michi got me involved along with Martha, because like I said, I wouldn't have never knew until I went on your show the whole situation. And now we're 1,000,000% into making sure that those 20,000 homes have drinking water.
In my free time, I'm also still working on getting together a library for the Hopi as well as a museum as well. There are several vacant buildings on the Hopi site that I've identified that are just sitting there. I think they're owned by the federal government, but if I approach the right person, I'm sure I can get it turned around and get it to be a functioning library and museum for the beautiful Hopi people. But that's another project. If you'd like to donate to the library efforts, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I've been collecting books for the new library over the past year. They have a bookmobile that goes to different places on the Hopi reservation, but there's not one central location for Hopi culture. Well, there is a Hopi cultural center, but it could be greatly expanded. I'd like to expand that and also have a complete library as well with elders. And of course, a place for the Clean Water Foundation, especially the Imoto Peace Project with Mitchie's beautiful work, to have that as part of the library. But
yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If you'd like to help out with that, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And then with that, what I'd love to thank is my good friends, Corey and Saul, and who donated to the library and supported my show over the years. They're beautiful people. They recently moved to Idaho, but I just want to thank them so much for all their beautiful help. And Mitchie, do you have something to say?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. This relationship, the friendship between Emoto, us and Hopi friends started back in 2000, I think it was 2005 or 6, when Dr. Emoto was in the United States, and Vernon Masayasva, who is the elder of Hopi, came to Dr. Emoto, and they met each other in Hopi land because Vernon found out about this message from water, where Dr. Emoto talks about all the things that Hopi people from ancient time, they were talking about how water has memory, how water and our consciousness are so closely related, and all that, everything that water message from water really says in here is what Hopi was have heard for many, many years, but they did not have any writings. So Vernon came to see Dr. Emoto, and then from that time, Dr. Emoto and Vernon became almost like brothers. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it was 2007, Vernon and Becky, his wife Becky, came to Japan. Dr. Emoto invited them to Japan. They visited this very sacred old ancient shrine, Heitate Shrine, in where I visited last month. But anyway, so from 2005, we have a very strong friendship with Hopi friends. So for me, as a successor of this Emoto Peace Project, this really means so much to me to be able to help Hopi friends with this water. And Dr. Emoto always said, water is for everyone. We are not supposed to sell it because God is giving water equally to everyone. Water is not only for the people with money who can buy with money, but water is for everyone equally. And that's why we need to be helping each other always. If we share what we have, we have enough of everything only if we share. So let's share with our love, mm-hmm. with whatever we can, however we can, then everyone will be living in harmony and peace. Let's share and support with love and gratitude.
And you know what Michi is saying is so true, Ted, because like I said, I went to school for water distribution and repair and maintenance and got a degree, but they do not teach you that. And I think that need to be taught all over the world in every classroom, every person should learn that because they're not teaching that in the schools. Like I said, I just went on and we developed some of the greatest water units in the world, but guess what? That was not taught.
That was not taught. And now I'm going to tell you, this will be taught in the future in every elementary schools, because this is the foundation of humanity, peace.
Exactly.
And I know that peace needs to be taught in schools, elementary schools, so that people will know about humanity, that everybody, we are one. We need to be learned. We need to be learning about oneness, sharing, helping, because just as much as we learn how to write, how to read, how to calculate in elementary school, learning about peace while we're in elementary school is so important. Peace within us, peace for everything, then this world, we don't really have to go everywhere trying to create this world a peaceful place, because all children will be learning it. Right?
Exactly. And spreading it. And you know how quick children learn and how super smart they are. So it's going to the right source to become goodwill ambassadors to take it to the community. So the children will become goodwill ambassadors, spreading the word on how great this message is and teaching others. And it couldn't get better than that.
That's right. So I know this is going to happen. This message from water will be taught. And also I'm including rice experiment. And I already made the guideline for educators. And it will go into Afghanistan at first. And then from there, it will start to go. I mean, we will be bringing it to the United Nations also. After that, it will start going everywhere around the world so that all children will learn about peace.
And we would like to talk about that at our event on the 22nd. So Michi, if you can send an email today on that guideline, mm-hmm. I would like to look at it. And I want to present that at our event, which we'll be interviewing you on. But at least we will have the guidelines to present that on the event on October 22nd in Sedona, Arizona.
Okay, I'll do that.
Michi, when I meet with Admiral Halosaurus tonight, you want me to ask him for a ride for you from Tokyo to Arizona? You won't need a passport. He'll just pick you up, beam you over. You'll be there in a few minutes and bring you down. Sure. So
I would love to be there. If I could fly, I would definitely. I would be there. But please do. Yeah.
But when this COVID is over and we can, Michi, you know we're going to do another event there, and you will definitely be there. Event, but we're going to be definitely zooming you at the event because we need that knowledge, and that's why I said if you can send that guideline so we can use it at the event along with the music that we're going to be putting together, we're going to have the greatest show on earth.
I have to tell you all that in Washington State, where I'm from, the governor there has declared that all the restrictions and everything will open up fully on the day after the election on November 4th. I've seen his executive order. And it's the first time, I think, in history where a virus depends upon whether you're Republican or Democrat and opens up, it ends when the elections end. So anyway, I'm just kind of joking about it, but it kind of makes you think, you know, but it'll be over soon enough. And I know by the end of the year, things will get better, so.
That's great, that's great. And our main focus, like you said, is to get that water to them children for the Hopi and Navajo. And if we can get Michi down, like you said, Ted, after November, that'll even be better. So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all eyes are upon
these restrictions list.
Yeah. Yeah. All eyes are upon this planet. We got 2 minutes left. Thank you, Doug and Don, for telling me. All eyes are upon this planet to make better choices, to make this world a better place. The negatives are hanging in there. They're trying to cause as much disruption as possible. They've actually lost the battle. They've lost the war, but they're still trying. Soon this planet will be shifting into the fifth dimension. Mount Shasta, where I am today, is shifting already. It's already in the fourth dimension. And so I'm going to be going back to the mountain this afternoon, and I wish you both could be here today. I know you'd planned to come, but because of the flights couldn't come, but things will be better next year. Just everyone just to hang in there and know that there are good times ahead of all of us. This is what I've written in my book, Messages from the Masters. And if anybody like a copy, just send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. Well, we've got 1 minute left, and Leon, go ahead and take 20, 30 seconds, and then I'll let you finish up, Michi, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said before, we would like everyone to join us. www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. If you'd like to donate for a water unit or join us, please do. $1, $5, $10, everything helps. But also, we need talent. So if we got musicians, if we got grant writers, please come and join us because the Hopi and Navajo tribe need your help.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, my dear Leon. And Michi, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you so much for having me as in this team. It's a beautiful team. And everyone, if you're listening to this, please help support this project to bring clean water to those people, friends in Navajo and Hopi, food also. If we always try to help each other, that beautiful energy comes back to you also. So please try to help. Do whatever you can. If it's $1, $10, $20, it doesn't matter. If you can't do anything physically, send love. Please love to those people and to this project.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
Michi and Leon, for your beautiful presentation today. And everyone around the world, I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. I look forward to talking to you all from Miami this coming Friday and, of course, a week from today on BBS Radio. And Doug and Don, thank you so much again for all your beautiful help. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone, from Mount Shasta, California, in the fourth dimension. Bye-bye, and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks, Leon. Thanks.
Thank you, Ted.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ted. Bye. Thank you, Bye-bye. Leon. Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You, Michi.
Tani hikari